actor and comedian David Alan Greer made a name for himself as part of the ensemble cast of the 1990s show In Living Color. Greer's character Antoine Merriweather in the Men on Film sketch is a classic.
Now I'd like to talk about a film I've been anxiously waiting to see, Great Balls of Fire.
I ain't gonna touch it, but the title alone gets two snaps up.
David Alan Greer is back as the host of Comedy Central's Chocolate News. It's a fake news magazine show from a black perspective that spoofs everything and everyone, including imagining Maya Angelou doing a new inaugural poem.
I christen you Hosanna, Obama. Brown bomber, dark angel, black knight, I pronounce you prince, king, pharaoh. Obama, as your spiritual mama, I bid you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and sweet dreams. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Freedom! And then they release the dog.
So if you had to describe Chocolate News to someone who doesn't understand black culture and doesn't watch TV, what would it be?
It's like fake black news. If Tavis Smiley had a really great sense of humor, it also pokes fun at all of those for black people shows that we've all seen that were used to be mandated by the federal government in order to, on public television, you'd see them usually around 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, in order to fulfill their urban minority quota. Positively black. It's like our job is to find the blackness in any and everything. And we search for it.
Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
You go all the way there. Do you expect a team of thug poets to come beat you up?
No, they'll laugh. But it seemed to fit so much in with what we're going through right now that was a way to be political, to talk about the atmosphere surrounding the election, and to do it in a unique way.
All right. Speaking of the election.
Mm-hmm.
If Senator John McCain wins, will there be an audience for Chocolate News, or will Chocolate be?
Of course there will.
Of course there will. Who do you see as the audience for this show?
Everyone. The conceit of the show is in the title and the concept. That's like saying, was Dave Chappelle's show only for black people? Of course not. Was In Living Color only for black people? No. It was just both of those shows were done from the sensibility of the creators who happened to be African American. It just seemed like such an untapped territory to have a show like this, especially now. And it's been like that since Dave Chappelle went off in 2004. This is 2008. It's been almost 4 years now. There's so much happening in our society, and we're just not hearing from that point of view.
You attended the Yale School of Drama, and
yes,
you were performing Shakespeare and Molière. Mm-hmm. It seems that clear that what you're doing is your voice. So how did you go from doing, you know, the greats, but not obviously your own material, to evolving into someone who can write as well as perform?
It was a long journey. I mean, because, you know, after In Living Color, the last thing I wanted to do was another sketch show. And at that time, I wanted to do my great sitcom, you know, Davy's World, David's Head, whatever it was going to be. That didn't happen. I never really found my comfort zone, my artistic voice in that arena. And I think a lot of it had to do with how I am perceived by others in the industry. You know, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, I went to Yale. I did In Living Color, which is probably the most popular thing people know me from, but I also did Shakespeare in the Park. My interests and my psyche are multifaceted, and usually people pick one or two aspects and say, oh, this is who you are. So that, I really think, has been part of the problem, that after years of working with other people and trying and helping to varying degrees help their artistic vision come about, it really was, I just want to do this one show that I've been waiting to do, and this time I won't take a bad job. I'm going to see it all the way through.
So what do you watch in the real news world or listen to? Because obviously a show like yours, you have to pay attention to things.
I'll tell you what. Usually every morning I get up very early. 5:30-ish, I go online and I start reading. And it's always the New York Times, USA Today. So I start high and then just slide low.
What's your smell test for whether or not something can be made funny?
If the idea grows. So meaning if we start talking, my first question to myself and my fellow writers when we start conversing about something we want to do, why is the Chocolate News doing this story? If they can't answer it, that's really the end of the discussion. It doesn't matter how funny it is, and we've killed really funny, hilarious ideas. And we have a lot of freedom to justify why we do it, because it's our show. It's my show. All I have to say is, there has to be an end, meaning you have to set up some kind of false importance, which means, you know, I'll give you an absurd example. We're talking about doing a news story. We made this whole thing up that for a long time, the electric chair where prisoners were electrocuted in America were segregated. And we profile the first black man who really broke that color line, because it used to be the electric chairs they electrocuted African-American prisoners in were so brutal that he lobbied and fought to be killed in the white man's electric chair. So that's a really dark and I think really funny, biting way to talk about that whole issue.
Now, I have a request, and you, obviously you don't have to do it because I can't force you.
Is it going to be weird?
It is very weird.
Okay.
Jeremiah Wright.
Yes.
One of the biggest figures of this election brouhaha. Can you give me a couple of sentences as Jeremiah?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just comment that he really isn't that big, that he made a statement, and right now people aren't really talking about it. But yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Not to digress. So what would Jeremiah Wright say?
This white government has invented a form of booty cancer that is killing the black man.
See, that is something that
I love it. I love it. It would be if Jeremiah Wright got a medical show.
Yeah, that would be. Why are black people dying of athlete's foot? Clearly, it's a plot by the racist white government. That would be one of his arguments that he did.
One last thing before we let you go. You have this sketch on your first show about the N-word, and that's what we call it on NPR, is the N-word. But you
curious,
don't.
What does this N stand for in NPR?
Maybe it's the N-word.
Well, I think I've made my point.
Are you ever afraid that people will watch and just be like, you know what, I can't take this. This coffee's too strong for me.
No, because I'll tell you what, have you listened to the radio lately? Have you been alive in America lately? Have you? Because this, again, is so, for you to say, or not, no, it's not that you're saying, you're just bringing up the point that it may be too strong for some people, but I say, believe me, the discussion has been out there, and it's been much stronger. And the reality is that people at this point, I still think a lot of people are confused as to the protocol of this word. Why is it if I hear it in every rap song, if I hear it on every street corner with kids of all colors calling each other this, why can't I use it? But still, what I'm saying is that discussion is out there.
Chocolate News will cover it.
Now, was this weird?
Of course it was weird. It was you. But I can't, but I'm envisioning you with the Men on Film haircut right now.
So Man, you are hitting hard. Is this NPR? It was really fun talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. Actor and comedian David Alan Greer hosts the new fake news show called Chocolate News. It premieres tonight on Comedy Central. That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we continue our month-long series on voting. How can Americans who've had to move because of natural disasters or who choose to move abroad have their say at the ballot box? I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.